Good morning, beloved. And again, I can't tell you how grateful I am that you've invited me into your homes on this beautiful Friday morning for the Friday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 30. And Paul reminds the Philippians that Christ took the nature of a servant. 7. And he encourages them to have the same attitude as Christ by being humble towards one another and by shining like stars lighting up the sky. The chapter concludes with Paul's plan to send Timothy and Epaphroditus, two of his co-workers, to Philippi. And again, God's saving word for us all this week has been encouragement. So let's begin reading. In Philippians chapter 2, and verse 1. Your life in Christ makes you strong, and His love comforts you. You have fellowship with the Spirit, and you have kindness and compassion for one another. I urge you then to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and being one in soul and mind. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from cheap desire to boast, but be humble towards one another, always considering others better than yourselves, and look out for one another's interests, not just for your own. The attitude you should have is that the one that Christ had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that it take that by force and try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all that he had, and he took the nature of a servant, and became like a human being, and appeared in human likeness. He was humbled and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him up to the highest place above, and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings of heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, dear friends, as you have always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now while I am away from you. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey His own purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children, who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky, as you offer them the message of life. If you do so, I shall have reason to be proud of you on the day of Christ, because it will show that all my efforts and work have not been wasted. Perhaps my life's blood is to be poured out like an offering on the sacrifice that your faith offers to God. If that is so, I am glad to share my joy with you all. In the same way, you too must be glad and share your joy with me. If it is the Lord's will, I hope that I will be able to send Timothy to you soon, so that I may be encouraged by news about you. He is the only one who shares my feelings and who really cares about you. Everyone else is concerned only with their own affairs, not with the cause of Jesus Christ. And you yourselves know how he has proved his worth, how he and I, like a son and his father, have worked together for the sake of the gospel. So I hope to send him to you as soon as I know how things are going to turn out for me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself will be able to come to you soon. I have thought it necessary to send to you our brother Epaphroditus, who has worked and fought by my side, and who has served as your messenger in helping me. He is anxious to see you all and is very upset because you have heard that he was sick. Indeed, he was sick and almost died. But God had pity on him, and not only on him, but on me too, and spared me an even greater sorrow. I am all the more eager then to send him to you, so that you will be glad again when you see him, and my own sorrow will disappear. Receive him then with joy as a believer in the Lord. Show respect to all people as he, because he risked his life and nearly died for the sake of the work of Christ, in order to give me the help that you yourselves could not give. And today's key verse is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children. You know, beloved, the whole idea of this passage of Scripture was that Jesus, who is God, emptied himself of his godly attributes. And even though he was God, he gave up the independent use of his godly attributes. Anything that was divine would come through God working through the Holy Spirit in Jesus. He became just like you and me, mere mortals, so that he could live and enjoy all the feelings, all the fears, all the sorrows that we have, so that he would be able to offer the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, grant me the nature of a servant, and help me to be guided by your example of love and humility in my relationships with others. And I proclaim that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me Monday as we will be continuing in Philippians. We'll be reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, where the Apostle Paul describes the journey of faith in terms of running a race. But I hope to see you before then. I hope to see you on Sunday morning, either in the church service or via Zoom or Facebook. And so either way, we will meet together and we will continue in our 5-minute journey. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.